This is 21. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at Free Talk Free at freetalklive.com. Lots still to cover tonight here. Coming up, the other side of the story. We started out the show by talking about yet another teenage girl who's being brought up on child porn charges for taking nude photos of herself. She actually had somebody coming to her aid, essentially coming to her side saying, hey, leave this girl alone. You're making her life worse. You're not helping her by charging her with
criminal
charges. No, you're not. But there are some parents that disagree. Some parents say crack down even harder. We'll get to that story, but your calls are the primary.
Those kids are probably the worst and they don't even know it.
Probably true. Let's continue here and we'll talk to AB. In somewhere, you are on Free Talk Live. Is it AB?
Yes, it's AB.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I just wanted to comment on what you guys were just talking about. I am a Christian, and I honestly believe that, I guess, the naked body should be reserved for my wife. But on that note, I wouldn't say go ahead and put these kids in jail just because they're spreading pictures of themselves. I think if someone's really, truly concerned that might be a problem, they should go ahead and maybe go to the parents or go to the child and try to, in a loving way, explain to them their view and perhaps try to convince them, but throwing them in jail does not solve the problem.
Certainly.
I would agree.
I'd like to explore a little more what your belief system is. Now, you say that you believe your naked body should be reserved for your loved ones, and that makes sense. I mean, that's your personal choice.
Well, wife, I would assume. It's pretty clear.
Your wife, excuse me. That's your personal choice. That makes sense. But does that mean that you believe that any alternative to that is immoral? And if so, why?
I do believe that if you're going around showing your naked body to everyone else, I guess, it may be immoral, but it depends mostly on the heart condition, because obviously if you're showing your doctor your naked body because he's checking you or something, that in and of itself is not going to be something immoral.
So are nudist camps immoral places?
It's a good question.
Yeah, that is. I would have to say that I don't necessarily agree with them. And it would be interesting to talk to some of those people. But personally, I would find if I put myself in that situation, that would be immoral of me.
I wonder if you could find Christians in a nudist camp. I bet you could.
Sure.
You can, actually. Yeah. There are Christians that believe that because God created Adam and Eve naked, they should go around naked. So I think they have their own nudist camp somewhere.
Do you believe that's an invalid belief?
I don't agree with them.
Based on what?
Say again?
Based on what?
Well, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they lost their innocence. And I guess, let's see, I'm driving, so I'm trying to think.
That's okay. We'd rather you stay alive.
Yeah, but it's kind of like...
So, are you not sure? It's okay to not be sure.
There's this car in front of me that just dropped down to 65.
Tell you what. We'll let you go. I thank you for the call.
Okay, hey, I want to make another comment, though.
You want one? Okay, one more. Try not to die on us.
I'm heading. The reason I'm driving is because I'm heading up to the Free State Project.
Oh, great.
Or to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
Oh, wow.
And
congratulations.
I kicked it off by meeting Michael Bardnarik in Pensacola, Florida. And then I went straight up. And I guess I'm on I-95 or somewhere.
Now,
anyway,
point of information, AB.
Yes.
Now, is your wife with you, or do you not yet have a wife?
I get married in 2 months.
Oh, wow. So you're moving to New Hampshire, and you already have marriage plans?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. Now, I'm presuming she's coming to New Hampshire, too, or is already here?
Yes. She graduates school in first week of May. And we'll be both moving to New Hampshire right after the marriage end of May.
So, if I'm getting too personal now, just let me know. Have you seen her naked yet?
No.
Good for you, man.
Best of luck to you. I hope it works out, and we look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. Congratulations on your decision. I think you'll find a lot of like-minded Christians here in New Hampshire that love the Christian religion, that are into being Christians, but at the same time understand the idea of freedom, and that is that in order to be free themselves, they have to allow others, even others who might take their clothes off to be free as well, because that's how you get freedom, is you have to give it to others first.
Well,
thanks
God,
for the call.
And God, the judgment's reserved for God on Judgment Day as far as Christians are concerned, and that's, it's wrong of Christians to decide to jam their religion down people's throat with violent, forceful laws that hurt people. That's it. I mean, those Christians, the ones that believe in freedom are right, and the other Christians are wrong. That's all there is to it.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with your calls. Enemy of the State in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I was listening to Mark the other day. I picked up that he had his boy delivered via midwife.
That's correct.
I'm just wondering, Mark, did you vaccinate your child?
No.
No? Did you do a lot of research behind that, or?
I did quite a bit, but my opinion on research is that you can research and find whatever you want.
Mm, yeah,
right.
It's very difficult to know, and I was looking at the trends. What convinced me is that the trends of diseases were going down before vaccinations were introduced. It's it's my opinion that mostly cleanliness and hygienic conditions had to do with getting rid of most diseases that they vaccinate for. I personally have had experiences where I've taken vaccinations. The two times that I've been the sickest in my life were from taking the flu vaccination. And, I've heard stories, anecdotal stories from people who are like, my uncle was in great shape. He had a vaccine, and in 2 days he was dead.
Yeah. I have a 10-month-old boy, and we have not had him vaccinated. We're going to do some of it after he's 2 years old, but
And I see that. To me, you're looking at something so fragile as a newborn infant, and the idea of vaccinating. The reason that they vaccinate newborns is because a lot of parents aren't very good at taking their kids back to the doctor. They're not getting chicken pox as a rule at 3 months, so. Mostly what you have to worry about is, school and things like that. It makes much more sense to me to take a child that's, if you're going to vaccinate, to take a child that you can, have had a short conversations with, that can walk around, laugh and play and all those other things, rather than just shooting a newborn up with all that stuff that weighs 8 pounds.
It seems like a lot of that stuff is really unnecessary. When I was in school, I remember one time they wouldn't let me continue to go to school until I got these vaccinations, and I got a couple of them, and then I stopped going to school, so I never really finished getting the vaccinations, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, let me tell you guys why I decided not to vaccinate.
Yeah,
I did quite a bit of reading myself, and there's, there's a lot of paranoia out there, some stuff that's kind of over the top, but I was balancing it out as much as I could. One of the things I learned is that 50 years ago, there were essentially 4 vaccinations. Today, they're shooting kids up 32 times by the time they're 2 years old. I mean, they're...
Yeah,
that's
is not natural. I mean,
right.
That can't be good.
Well, natural is debatable, right? Like,
I understand.
Death is natural.
Yeah, but the thing that really drove it home for me, the final straw, was when I learned that if I did not vaccinate my child... If I took him, most of the pediatrician's office here in my area would not see him.
Hmm.
Because if, in fact, he is not vaccinated and something happens to him, they can be held liable for it.
However, if you sign a release?
One of my friends is a doctor and his wife is a pediatrician, and they didn't say anything about a release, so I don't think that there's anything there.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that is that there's a government fund, a vaccination, I forget what it's called, a vaccination defense fund or something, that guarantees them no liability if a child is hurt by vaccination in their office.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah, so that's, that's, to me, that's when the state is getting pretty involved in deciding how it's going to...
You were successful at finding a doctor that would rather not do the vaccinations and still see your... You're a young person? That's great.
Yeah, in fact, I interviewed him and talked to him about it, and he was on my side. He
probably means you've got a really compatible doctor now.
They're
that's
common up here.
Hey, thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've even met a cash doctor up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. It is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you want to do what you can to stop the taxes and the the banning of bottled water, please go to enjoybottledwater.org. It's a petition set up by CEI, and they're trying to get people to sign up. And Free Talk Live listeners are the perfect audience. So please go to enjoybottledwater.org and sign up today.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls here, and we'll talk to, I believe we have Michael on the line in Delaware. Michael, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to tell you guys about a tattoo I just got I think you would appreciate.
Okay.
I got Liberty or Death across my chest.
Jeez.
That's pretty hardcore.
You better have.
Oh, he's gone. I didn't hang up on him.
You better have quite something a chest happened. To, get a big old tattoo like that.
I know he had something else he wanted to talk about, so you're certainly welcome to dial back in there, Michael. Apologies for that. We'll continue discussing the sex issue of the teenagers out there in America taking pictures of themselves, forwarding them on to their friends via their cell phones, posting them on MySpace pages, and inevitably getting caught up with the law, being charged with things like child pornography, both possession and distribution, in the case of a 14-year-old girl recently. One of the other comments on the story, since no one's calling to defend the laws, they only post their comments anonymously on the Internet. This is another anonymous comment from ABC, or for rather NBCNewYork.com, the story about the 14-year-old girl being brought up on child porn charges. She has broken the law, and a very important law at that. Punishing her and making her case an broadly publicized event will serve to protect countless other children by discouraging them from posting their nude photos for the benefit of pedophiles. So that's what it's all about. See, we're going to put this, give this little girl a criminal charge, a sex offender, a status in the sex offender registry for the rest of her life, so we can send a message to the other teenagers out there to tell them, hey, kids, you shouldn't do this, not because you're going to end up as a sex offender for the rest of your life, but because some pedophile might see your nude pictures. And that's
like it.
And they could like it and then possibly, stalk them and abduct them or something
that? The idea, they just don't like the idea that somebody, a pedophile might like the pictures. And by the way, a person looking at a 15-year-old girl is not a pedophile. Pedophiles like children, prepubescent children.
Correct.
That is the definition of what a pedophile is. A person who likes children under the age of 18 is, what they call an ephebiophile. And I say it's relatively normal. I'm sorry. I can appreciate sexually somebody under the age of 18, and that's just the way it is. Now, do I want to have sex with them? No, means I'm going to
have to talk to them. Yeah.
And, that's not going to be a particularly pleasant experience necessarily.
So the rest of the comment is, if she was posting her photos for her boyfriend, he probably belongs in jail or juvie too. Liberals will always find a way to excuse criminals. Just punishments benefit society.
That's a just punishment. But giving somebody
a 15-year-old a sex offender record is just.
It's going to help benefit society. Let's put all of the kids in jail.
That's not the society I want. So therefore, it can't be benefiting it.
Yeah, I don't want to live in that society either. And I think it's outrageous that things like this are going on, which is why we're trying to bring your attention to them. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything here. So here's the other story. Here's the other side of this. And we've read some of the comments. But this is an actual story about a set of parents who are out there now pushing for sexting-related laws. Now, sexting is where teen will take a photo of themselves with a camera phone, and then they'll shoot that photo out to, it's usually a female photographing herself, sending them to the boyfriend. The boyfriend then hits the forward button and forwards it on to all of his buddies. They then send them to their buddies, and before you know it, the whole grade, if not the entire high school, has seen the pictures. And again, the police get brought in and kids get brought up on child porn charges. So here's the latest story from Cincinnati.com. Jessica Logan's nude cell phone photo, meant for her boyfriend's eyes only, was sent to hundreds of teenagers last year in at least seven greater Cincinnati high schools. The 18-year-old Sycamore High School senior was then bombarded with taunts, slut, porn queen, whore.
Oh, high school kids have never called other kids names before.
No. And, if we have more laws, they'll stop doing that.
Yeah.
On July 3rd, Jessie...
By the way, she could be a slut with, without taking nude pictures of herself.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, she can get called those names without taking nude pictures.
Right. If the word's spreading around school that she's been, you know, given BJs in the bathroom, then she'll get the slut label.
She can just act like a slut without ever doing anything
sexually. She
can
just dress like what people would say was a slut. If she wore short skirts and tank tops with her tits hanging out, then
absolutely.
She'd probably be a slut, too.
Well, and likely the school. It's possible the school has rules against that. But you
that
can
never
still
stopped us from dressing the way we wanted to.
You can see, well, it stopped me. You couldn't wear shorts to school. But
wait.
You can still act like a slut without ever doing any of those things. You can just be that kind of girl that, you know, is acting like she would want to give it up.
Jessie hung herself. She hung herself in her bedroom. So apparently the name calling was just too great.
Well,
I imagine if you and a girl, a young lady like that hanging herself is very,
18.
Very sad. But there's obviously some other issues going on there. I hardly doubt that one incident happened and she said, oh, that's it. Life was great, but now it sucks. I'm killing myself. That's it.
But this is the one they can blame. This is the one that is most notable, right? This is something that they can point the finger at and say, it's because of this. It's because of sexting. Well, she was Albert and Cynthia Logan's only child. Cynthia said through tears, my only baby that I'll never be able to touch again. I will never have grandchildren. I will never be able to hand down my heirlooms. I'm just... Does that seem a little callous to you? I'm sorry, before going on with this.
My daughter died. The saddest part about it is that I can't hand down my heirlooms.
I can't have grandchildren?
No.
I mean, this is why she's concerned that her daughter's dead? I'm just devastated.
I see where you're coming from, but, you know, people say the funniest things when they're in a state of grief. And that's where she's at, and I, you know, I understand. I feel very bad for this woman. It's terrible. But kids, whether they take nude pictures of themselves or not, kill themselves.
Yes, they do.
Young adults are likely, you know, I mean, that's just, it's just a volatile time. I'm sorry.
I'm just devastated by these parents that will allow their children to do and say anything they want. Oh, you can defend her now, Mark, but just wait until you get to what this woman wants.
Well, this woman's in a terrible state of grief.
I understand that, but that's not an excuse for what she's doing. Now Jessie's parents are attempting to launch a national campaign.
A national campaign.
Seeking laws to address sexting. The practice of forwarding and posting sexually explicit cell phone photos online. The Logans also want to warn teens of the harassment, humiliation, and bullying that can occur when that photo gets forwarded. Cynthia Logan and Perry Aftab, an attorney and one of the leading authorities on internet security and cyberbullying, plan to attach Jessie's name to a national campaign to educate teens about the dangers.
Jessie's Law.
Great. The dangers of sexting.
I don't think that sexting itself is really that dangerous.
I don't either.
And while this is sad, this seems like one in a million. I mean, teenagers kill themselves sometimes. Being a teenager can be kind of rough.
That one girl killed herself, the MySpace case, she killed herself allegedly because somebody said some mean things to her on MySpace. That didn't have anything to do with nude pictures.
This is a rare case. It has nothing to do with nude pictures.
It won't matter. It won't stop them from rallying the Congress people in Washington to crack down on sexting. And how is it that sexting could even be considered dangerous? I'd like to hear somebody explain that one to me. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Ladies, head over to ladies, please submit your photos for the Shrine. We've also got a new video option, the Shrine of Female Listeners, showcasing the variety of ladies that we have listening to the show. Young, old, large, small, variety of shapes and sizes and colors. All there at shrine.freetalklive.com. It's not a beauty contest, just a show that you listen to talk radio because, well, there's kind of this trend in talk radio that only guys listen or mostly guys listen, and so we want to prove that that's not necessarily the case with Free Talk Live. We've got, not only do we have lady listeners, but they're also willing to show themselves, and that's the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. Story is from Cincinnati.com, where a couple of parents of a young lady who was 18, when she took apparently a nude photo of herself, sent it to likely her boyfriend. In fact, yes, that's what it says. They're meant for her boyfriend's eyes only. Ended up in the hands of hundreds of teenagers that were spread across 7 greater Cincinnati high schools. So this is the internet, right, at work. Because
at that point, they didn't even know who she was, I'm sure.
Right. And so then she apparently killed herself shortly thereafter. And now her parents are pushing for national laws addressing what they call sexting, the practice of forwarding and posting sexually explicit cell phone photos online. They say that they are, let's see, Perry Aftab is an attorney. He's based in New York. He's the catalyst for a network of volunteers working to stop cyberbullying. She operates two websites, wiredsafety.org, the world's largest and oldest cyber safety organization, and stopcyberbullying.org. She says schools need to understand our kids are targeting each other and how technology is being used as a weapon. None of them know what to do. Many of them think it's not their problem. They want to close their eyes and put their fingers in their ears, saying it's a home issue. Jesse's friends, I think when she says many of them, I think she means the schools.
Okay.
The schools need to get more involved here. We need more government involvement in our young people's lives.
You know what bugs me the most about that? Because I hear that a lot about a variety of issues. Essentially, it's saying schools, you just raise our kids from age 5 to 18. Like, you just do all the work.
Well, I think that while a student is at school, the school is responsible for a certain level of protection, I think, and behavior for the students. And I think that a standard of behavior is, okay and makes sense. However, my problem is with government schools. You wouldn't have a problem with, private schools having some kind of behavior code, would you?
No, but in that case.
And private schools aren't going through kids' MySpaces and expelling them and suspending them and.
In theory, they could, and they'd be justified if that was the agreement that you got into when you were joining the school. The worst case would then be that they would cancel your deal, and you wouldn't be at that school anymore. They certainly wouldn't be bringing you up on criminal charges for it.
Right.
So Jesse's friends and family described her as an artistic, bubbly, compassionate, carefree spirit who had many friends in several schools. She was also a tiger who would relentlessly stand up for someone. But, according to her father, she couldn't stand up for herself. I think when you're constantly knocked down, you lose your self-esteem, his wife added. Jesse was not alone in sending nude cell phone photos. Her friends point to the increasing pressure on teenage girls to send nude photos to their boyfriends. A national study...
Yes, the increasing pressure to for teen girls to do something sexual with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, this is a contributing factor to this girl's death, okay? Let's agree on that. You agree on that?
Her being made fun of.
Her being made fun of. Her taking the nude pictures, therefore making her a target to be made fun of. Also, I'd say that this guy not taking his daughter out of public school where she was having a great deal of problems. I mean, I would assume that the parents saw that, right? And not putting her in private school, homeschooling, or allowing her to get away from some of this constant pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a contributing factor, too.
So her parents are guilty.
I'm not saying if sexting is guilty, the act of sending these pictures is guilty, then the parents are guilty too. I don't want to. I feel bad for these people. It's a terrible time, but to go and go after everybody's kid and crack down with laws on everybody's kid for doing what it is that your daughter did and what comes natural to kids, so that they won't experience the pain is. It's misplaced.
You know, what's interesting about this case is that this young lady committed suicide allegedly because she was being made fun of. Whereas we've seen other cases, like the one we talked about in the first hour, with a 14-year-old girl being charged as a sex offender.
Right.
I haven't heard
that's
of any of them killing themselves.
That's not going to cause it. Well, it very well could. I mean, that's certainly a lot of pressure for a kid to deal with.
Yeah, but
I've known many, several, I'll say several, many is pushing it, but I've known many people who have gotten out of prison and committed suicide.
It says here that,
seems weird.
By the way, we actually read this study when it happened, but it's good to remind you about it. One out of five teenage girls, or 22%, say they have electronically sent or posted nude or semi-nude images online of themselves. So in this girl's case, it didn't even have to be a nude picture. It could have been a lingerie shot,
right.
And it still would have gotten her the comments, right? So, and again, she's 18 at the time she took it. So it wasn't, she wasn't even facing any charges.
She was 18 at the time she took her life. I don't know that what you're saying is necessarily true.
It says here she was an 18-year-old when she was bombarded with the taunts about the picture, so it's fair to believe that she was probably 18 at that time. But anyways, here's another interesting factoid, or what is claimed to be a fact. Some area school resource officers and principals estimate that at least half of the students at their schools have an inappropriate photo on their cell phone. That's a pretty big, if that's a problem in these people's minds, that's a pretty big problem. How are you going to deal with this one? What is it that they have in mind exactly? What is it these people want out of the government? What are they asking for? Are you going to make it so that all children must submit their phones for searches on a regular or random basis? Is that what they're going to look to do? And if somebody's found with an inappropriate picture, string them up from the tree on the highest of criminal charges?
A factoid is a spurious, unverified, incorrect, or fabricated statement formed and asserted as a fact, but with no veracity.
Okay.
So a factoid is not a fact.
Would that be a factoid then?
Well, no.
the principals are estimating that at least half of the students are.
Well, the principals could very well be making a factoid. However, stating that the principals are doing it is not a factoid; it's a fact. Like, there's a difference between a fact and a factoid. That's what I'm trying to let you know.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. So the principals making that claim is not necessarily a factoid or a fact because we don't know if it's true.
It's spurious.
Anyway, after the cell phone photo was disseminated, Jesse's outgoing personality turned inward. The Logans blame a circle of five friends from three other high schools for forwarding the photo. According to Cynthia Logan, Jesse took the photo and
said... They're nasty little creatures, those high schoolers. No doubt about it.
Especially the high school girls, right? They act like they're friends to one another's faces, and then
yeah.
They stab each other in the back. Isn't
yeah,
that how
high
it works?
School's just a bad time.
But, there's a way to break that cycle if your kid's in it, and that is to change schools, try homeschooling, different things like that. I'm sorry, but a 16-year-old really can homeschool themselves, pretty much. I don't even know that they necessarily need a parent at home. So, there's things to be done there.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. So the article goes on to talk about how she got called a bunch of names, and she'd go on MySpace, and she'd get messages from people calling her names. She was turning within herself and just becoming more and more distant. Superintendent said she couldn't discuss the specifics of the situation. She says, it's a form of bullying, and it's something we cannot tolerate. The difficulty is stopping it. That's why we stress with our kids that the moment you push send, the damage is done. Educators and parents must be involved, said one of the bureaucrats, in talking to teens about making good choices, positive self-imaging, and avoiding risky behaviors. School's resource officer said he confronted some of the girls, even though they attended another school, and he asked them to delete the photo from their phones. Could she have pressed charges? No, because she's 18, said the school resource officer, adding that there were some areas that could have been explored. The investigation stopped at her wish because she basically didn't want this to go any further. You respect the wishes of an 18-year-old. In the eyes of the law, she can make her own decision. So apparently she wasn't interested in charging these kids for distributing this photo. I'm not sure what they'd be charged with. I guess if they were... I don't know, what would you charge them with?
Don't know.
More on the way, you can bring up whatever you want. What do these parents want, though? It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
You worry.
You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show there, which is free, a dial-up version, and a webcam. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. You can go right to the streams by going to listen.freetalklive.com. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we go to your phone calls. Hannah is in New York. Hannah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I just want to say this is my first time calling in, so bear with me.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was just thinking, like, the case with this teenage girl hanging herself got me thinking, like, about how parents and just people in general, when kids do bad things, they just tend to make blanket assumptions and try to judge these actions instead of thinking, like, okay, why did this child do this and what can I do to help this child? And I'm thinking, like, in particular, like, in the Michael Moore movie Bowling for Columbine, which was pretty much a stupid movie, but when he was, like, going around interviewing different people, like, most of what they were saying was just, like, they were trying to, like, justify, not justify, but they were trying to, like, rationalize what these kids were doing and make assumptions. And the only intelligent part of the movie was when he interviewed Marilyn Manson, and what he said was, you know, if I had a chance to sit down with these kids, I would let them talk to me. I would ask them why.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that, like, a lot of parents and teachers forget.
Right. A lot of people who, you know, saw the Columbine incident, they came up, you know, their conclusion was that, you know, Marilyn Manson was the reason that these kids killed people, or you know, bullying or whatever. And as though you're going to stop bullying among kids, I personally, what I get out of it is public school, these large public school institutions are what kill these kids, because humans aren't meant to be in those kind of huge environments and in those conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also thinking of the case where that 8-year-old or 6-year-old boy shot his father and his father's friend or something. And it's just like these people that want to give him the death penalty, this little child.
Jeez.
It's like if they're really interested in, like, and like helping, you know, little children, then they would just ask, they would like sit down with him and ask him, why did you do this? Like, what were you feeling?
Yeah, I can't imagine what you're supposed to do with an 8-year-old child that kills two adults. I don't know.
I can tell you that putting him to death is probably not going to be the right solution.
I don't believe in the death penalty anyway. Yeah. So.
But I mean, like, imagine the amount of abuse he must have had to go through.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe there's a kid out there
because
that
he was
just
being abused. He was being abused at the time. He got, this is the guy with a shot, the 8-year-old with a shotgun, right? Or 6-year-old or whatever it was.
Right. Yeah.
Right, so he was being
was
tormented.
This the trailer park?
The trailer park situation. He was being tormented at the time he
yeah.
did that.
Right.
Hannah, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk again to Michael in Delaware. Lost his call before. You're back. Michael, you were telling us you're getting a tattoo across your chest. You already got the tattoo.
Yes, I already got it, actually.
So is it? Do you have quite a chest, then?
No, actually, I'm a pretty small frame built guy. I'm 125, 5'4".
You need to start working out so the people want to look at that chest and that tattoo.
So, is that all you wanted to share with us tonight, Michael?
Don't
you got
listen
a tattoo?
To him. Some of us like guys with little chests.
Actually, the tattoo was done by one of the female Shriners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leah?
Really? By Leah.
Oh, wow. Very cool. How did you end up setting that up? You guys live close to one another or something?
Leah lives over in New Jersey. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Hey, we're making new connections here. Free Talk Live listeners getting together, sharing products and services with one another, and doing business. So I think that's great news. Anything else on your mind tonight, Michael?
Yeah, I actually had a question about Pork Fest this year.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival happens in the summertime. It's a Free State Project-created event. Gives people an excuse to come up here to New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded people all hanging out in a kind of a campground-style atmosphere.
Yeah, it's fun.
So what is your question?
Last year was a week or about a week long, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this year it's only about 3 days.
That's the official program, as I understand it. Basically, all of the previous years, most of the Pork Fest action happens on the last 3 days. It happens on the weekend, essentially, and people tend to arrive at the campground as early as Monday. Some even earlier than that.
Right. But it sort of ramps up. Pork Fest starts on Monday, and it ramps up.
But this year, if the official Pork Fest is not starting on Monday, so it's not going to stop.
These are Free Staters. These people are self-organizing. These are libertarians, I should say. But, you know, being Free Staters, that means they're dynamic. They're self-organizing. And there's going to be all kinds of things to do. Likely, there'll certainly be shooting events. There'll certainly be hiking events. And
tours around the state, things like that.
Could very well be. I think it's it amuses the crap out of me that they have the lake sun. Scuba diving. I just really, that's funny to me.
So I think that's the fact that the official Free State Project people have cut the length of time down officially doesn't really mean much as far as people getting there early, if that's what you were concerned with.
Oh, yes. Last year, me and a couple friends went up for 3 days, and we actually wanted to try to make the whole week this year. So I was just trying to figure out if there was more stuff going on.
Should make the stuff.
I would head over to freestateproject.org. There's a whole forum there, I think, based or dedicated to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that's where, like Mark suggested, you could get out there and throw out the ideas for what you want to do. I mean, a lot of people just get to the campground and hang out and lounge for a week.
Yep.
So, I mean,
that's mostly what people want to do. And they want to hang out with other people like that. So that's what's going to be going on.
Sure it will. Yeah. I don't know when Jason Osborne's going to be there with the fun tent this year, but that has not yet been officially announced, but I believe it is plans are in the making.
I hope so. I missed Jason at the Liberty Forum.
Jason is a dynamic self-organizer himself.
Thank you, Michael, for the call. We'll be telling you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival as time goes on here, and of course, inviting you to join us because we're going to be there broadcasting live. I mean, it's going to be at a different campground, one that we've never been to, Mark. It's going to be at a campground that it used to be held at,
this
and now
Rogers
Campground. Now it will be held there again. And so it's a little bit further north, but as long as they've got a phone line, Free Talk Live can do a live program. So we'll be out there enjoying ourselves and hopefully meeting you as well. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Julia.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
excuse me. Just a few things. I think that the present model of sending your child off at 5 years old to throw them into the shark pond, you know, in order to socialize them is kind of a wrong-headed idea.
Yeah.
You learn socialization from adults, not from other children that don't know it. I've switched, you know, not that I ever really subscribed to the previous model, but my model for proper child rearing is homeschooling.
It seems to be the best option.
I think so. And I, you know, with the internet that's available and, you know, the younger they are, the more attention you need to give to them.
Yeah, the government schools certainly cannot claim a monopoly over information these days.
Well, there you go. And the other, you know, so if you're doing that, if you're concentrating on your child as much as you would need to if you were homeschooling, say, you know, I doubt that unless you were already screwed up, which is quite the possibility as parents go out there. But, you know, hopefully not. And if you're healthy, you're going to create a healthy self-esteem. And children like Jessie just wouldn't occur. I mean, Jessie must have been dependent on her validation from a bunch of other kids in order for that to have occurred to her with regards to, you know, just a bunch of stuff on the web. And
yeah, well, as Julia said, this was probably just the, you know, the tip of the iceberg. There were probably a whole lot of problems with this girl.
One thing that I notice whenever parents talk about their kids having problems, they really they always say the same thing, which is, she was so happy and she had so many friends and she was bubbly and energetic. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of parents don't realize that kids sort of put on a front a lot of the times for their parents. And just because you think that your kid was popular and bubbly and energetic, I mean, you don't really know what's going on there if you don't have effective lines of communication. And I think a lot of parent and child relationships don't have effective lines of communication.
And I think popularity, this whole term popularity, that seems to be very important to kids in their, you know, late teens and early 20s, is just, it's this phantom that people chase after.
It's a perfect extension of being thrown into the shark pond.
Yeah, it's the kid that came out on top.
I have one other little thing to bring up.
Bring it back. Hang on, Dan. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll get to Dan's little thing here in a moment. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic